This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I am Rick. That was the band with Bob Dylan, Bessie Smith. And joining us live in the studio right now is Gary Solomon of the band Band. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Good to be here.
And we were chatting for a little while as the music was playing, and the band Band has a gig coming up. It's at Darryl's this Saturday night, part of the Memorial Day weekend celebration. Don't miss out. Bob Dylan's birthday is Friday, right?
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. The 24th and the 25th, the band will be celebrating Dylan's birthday and the music of the band. And Bob, what do you have in store for the folks, Gary?
Well, we tend to lean on the material that Bob and the band did together, which is obviously a huge catalog there, but we tend not to go to the 80s, 90s, you know, 21st century Bob. But there's so much material. And by the way, this year, it's 50 years since the tour 74, 1974. We're hitting on some highlights of that as well. From the Before the Flood album, which was the album from that tour.
So you do nothing from Empire Burlesque up?
I think we do nothing from including Blood on the Tracks up.
Wow. You know? No kidding.
Yeah. Our latest cover is going to be from Planet Waves, Dylan and the band.
Very cool.
A lot of the 60s stuff, of course, you know, when Bob played with them when they were still the Hawks. Side note, I do an occasional solo Dylan show where I'll touch on some of the later stuff myself.
But, oh, cool.
But with the band, we really hit, you know, what Dylan and the band did together.
Cool. And now, as a musician for years, you have written and performed original material. We do have something in common, which is our love for eating food, breathing, and the band. So what made you start this band?
Great question. It was 17 years ago, 2007. And it was really sort of one of those late night, you know, jam sessions with my old friend Jack Kraft, who's the keyboard player. We go back to practically till when we were teens.
So you were hanging out.
We were hanging out.
Room, jamming, playing band songs and Dylan
songs. And, you know,
songs.
As you can do sometimes, I was goofing around on the piano, and I'm a bass player, and he was goofing around on the guitar, and he's a piano player. And we were noodling on band songs. And he said, actually, hey, let's get, you know, on our real instruments and get a drummer and a guitar player just for fun and see how close to the album we can do this.
Oh, cool.
And it was in January, and I thought, you know, that summer I was coming up on my 50th birthday, and I thought that'd be a little thing to shoot for. We could play my favorite music with my friends on my birthday, period. And then people started to ask us where we're playing, and little by little we started to get some shows. And it was a very slow process, but now 17 years later, we're playing in theaters, we're playing in, you know, really nice places.
So as the evolution of the band goes on, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek name for the group. Did you think of anything else?
For the name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't even think about a name until, you know, after a few months of practicing, we thought, you know, we should have a name, you know? And again, at this point, we were not even thinking about gigs or anyone, you know, coming to see us. So the only thing I wanted to do was stay away from something, quote, too obvious, like a title or a lyric.
The Unfaithful Servants.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And nothing wrong with that, but no, they're out there. So, and again, we were just goofing around. So I thought, well, you know, if we were a Pink Floyd tribute band, we'd be the Pink Floyd band. And we'd be the Grateful Dead band.
Right.
But those aren't funny.
Right.
But the band was funny. And again, I never thought anyone would hear us. But once we got going, it kind of stuck and we weren't going to change it. So here we are.
Well, it must have been kind of an interesting start. I mean, you're playing the music you love. And, well, getting people to come out and see you do the music that you love, well, that's the common factor. is that they love it too. So they can come and see you and, well, just do that. Sing along to all the songs, which is what I do.
Absolutely. The music is the thing. I mean, yeah. People appreciate us and we're grateful for that. But, you know, we know it's the music that really brings people out. And, you know, we certainly do, I think, a pretty good job of, you know, evoking, you know, what it might sound like to hear them. You know, we play the same arrangements. We try to use the same instrumentation and all that. And we've been dyed-in-the-wool band fans, all of us, you know, since they were, you know, since the 70s, you know, late
60s. What do you think it is about their music which kind of gets into people's bloodstreams and, you know, the lyrics, the music? How does it affect you? Like, what do you think happens to people?
Again, it's a great question. Everything's been written and said about them, but you know, it almost seems very personal, you know, right away. I tend to get first drawn to the music before the lyrics. Huh. So when I first started hearing the band, it sounded like everyone says earthy, home, you know, even the rocking stuff was, yeah. You know, it wasn't bright and flashy. It felt like something you could do in your garage or basement.
It had soul.
It has soul, absolutely. And, you know, they, you know, for all their reputation, they, once the curtain went up, it seemed like they always gave it everything they had. You know, that moves people.
It does. And that is something that the band does. They give it all they got every time they hit the stage. So don't miss them. They're going to be playing this Saturday, part of Memorial Day weekend celebration at Darryl's house. The show is going to feature the band. Any special things happening, Gary?
Well, like I said, you know, we're going to hit the songs that Dylan and the band played. We'd like to particularly hit some of the Basement Tape songs, which are considered deep cuts for the most part. You don't hear on the radio too much. Maybe here you do, like we just did.
Yeah.
But you know, it covers the gamut, you know.
All right. Well, maybe an Odds and Ends for the People.
We love that one.
Oh, good.
That's a great one.
Break that one out. Well, we're looking forward to the show. Folks, get tickets, get information, darrylshouseclub.com, the band. How do we find you online, Gary?
Thebandband.com.
Simple enough.
Absolutely. We're on Facebook as well.
You got any other things coming up in the future?
We do. Well, you know, just for this area particularly, it's a little bit of ways, but on the Labor Day weekend, we'll be at the Woodstock Playhouse. To do the album Stage Fright in its entirety.
Oh, cool.
Which is where it was originally recorded.
Well, all the best with that, and all the best to you, and all the best with the band music. Keep on the legacy. Keep the legacy alive, shall I say.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Gary Solomon, our guest from the band, Darryl's House this Saturday. What time is this show, Gary?
8:00.
8:00. Any opening act?
Nope.
Nope. The band, An Evening With, Saturday, darrylshouseclub.com for more information. Have a great day, Gary.
Thank you.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.